നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേത്. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതി വാസുദേവായ. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതി വാസുദേവായ. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Texts 23 and 24. It's a continuation.
Sri Palada Uvacha Saravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmana Vidanam Iti Pumsarpita Vishnu Bhakti Chennava Lakshana Piyeta Bhagavatya Dha Thamani Ditamutamam.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Lesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 kinds of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto him, in other words, serving him with the body, mind, and words. These nine processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these nine methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. Purport. Pada Sevana. According to one's taste and strength, hearing, chanting, and remembering may be followed by Pada Sevana. I don't want someone to speak in this class. If you want to speak, so go outside. And I don't want telephone to ring in this class. If you have your cell phone and you are expecting a very wonderful message from personality of Godhead, you can stay outside. After, you can tell us the message from Goloka. This is my request. I'm your guest, so you don't have to be offended by me. Hare Krishna. Pada Sevanam is item 4. According to one's taste and strength, hearing, chanting, and remembering may be followed by Pada Sevanam. One obtains the perfection of remembering when one constantly thinks of the lotus feet of the Lord. Being intensely attached to thinking of the Lord's lotus feet is called Pada Sevanam. When one is particularly adherent to the process of Pada Sevanam, This process gradually includes other processes, such as seeing the form of the Lord, touching the form of the Lord, circumambulating the form or temple of the Lord, visiting such places as Jagannath Puri, Dwarka, and Mathura to see the Lord's form, and bathing in the Ganges or Jamuna. Bathing in the Ganges and serving a pure Vaishnava are also known as Taidiya Upashanam. This is also Pada Sevanam. The word Taidiya means in relationship with the Lord. Service to the Vaishnava, Tulasi, Ganges, and Jamuna are included in Pada Sevanam. All these processes of Pada Sevana help one advance in spiritual life very quickly. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Pada Sevana. Serving the lotus feet of the pure devotees. And here, so Prabhupada talk about Taidiya. Anything which has relationship with Krishna. Aradhananam sarvesam Vishnu aradhanam param. Of all the worshipable personalities in this world, including Brahma, Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is saying the base of all is Lord Vishnu. Tasmat parataram devim tadyanam samarachanam. Superior to that of Lord Vishnu is the Vaishnavas. Vaishnava. That Purushan is Shevana. It's Parasevana. And who is this Vaishnava? Mahatsevam dharam mahu vimukti. Mahatseva. A Vaishnava is that personality that he has the key to Krishna. It's a Vaishnava. He can give you Krishna. He can put Krishna in your heart. That's a Vaishnava. Therefore, his dharam vimukte is the gateway for Krishna consciousness. The perfection of life depends on the mercy of a Vaishnava. No one can become a devotee without the mercy of a devotee. It is not possible. So Lord Krishna requested, although he was standing directly with Arjuna, he told Arjuna, if you want to overcome all your obstacles in life, approach a Vaishnava. Go to a Vaishnava. All obstacles are destroyed. All problems, all anaratas, all difficulties that confront a devotee can be destroyed. Completely, Nasta Presu Abadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Not Bhagavan Sevaya. This is Bhagavat Sevaya. The Vaishnava. A pure devotee. Why is so powerful, so great? Because this Vaishnava is so powerful because there is no false ego in his heart. There is no pride in his heart. His heart, it is completely devoid of pride and false ego. Therefore, he has no tendency to criticize others. We may not speak when we see something confront our false ego. We may not speak. We may keep quiet. But 80% of our internal dialogue is negative. That's not a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is externally and internally 100% Krishna conscious. Because he's such a pure devotee, the water that washes his lotus feet, if one takes a drop of that, it is sufficient for God realization. Pada Sevana. Therefore, those who are really very serious devotees, those who are desiring for perfection, which is obtainable at the feet of a Vaishnava, they search for such a great personality. They don't flock. They are seen one at a time, not many. Krishna used the word Sa Mahatma Sudrulabha. Such a great devotee is rare to find. There are not many. Like the Duradmas. Duradmas are very many, unlimited, you can find anywhere. But Sa Mahatma, such a great devotee, Sudrulabha, very difficult to find. It's because they are rare. It's not common. When you take a drop of water from their feet, all our narratives are destroyed. Completely destroyed. Narada Muni has this experience. Narada Muni, he attained perfection, pure love of Godhead, just 4 months. Only 4 months. July, August, September, October. He attained perfection. How did he attain perfection? Pada Sevanam. He said, by the permission of these Bhagavatas, I took their prasadam. Just once, not many times, once. And the very nature of the Bhagavatas became attracted to my life. It means that Narada, pure devotional service, I was awakened by the mercy of the Bhagavatas. Only once. We have taken Mahaprasadam many times. Narada Muni took once. We have taken so many Mahaprasadam. There are so many devotees, because they are in big position, they have a facility for Mahaprasadam constantly. And many of us have taken birth in Radha Kund many times. We have taken birth in Ganges, Jamuna, many times. We have visited Jagannath Puri, Rishikesh, Haridwar, Vrindavan, Mathura. We have visited Rameswara. All these holy places we have visited many times. What is happening? What is the difference? Next of instruction, Rupa Goswami said, anyone who take birth once in Radha Kund, Hare Krishna, pure love of Godhead. But we have taken birth many times. What is happening? What is happening is that our faith is very weak and we are crooked. We are not straightforward. Duplicity. Sometimes we have heard this word many times and we have spoken about it many times and we have forgotten about the value of these words. Therefore, we have minimized the significance of this wonderful opportunity. Therefore, it's not having a faith in our life as it has happened many times with so many other wonderful devotees. Ramanujacharya was traveling with these powerful five sannyasis. These sannyasis, they are Vedic sannyasis, following perfectly the standards. And he came upon a river. He sat down there. He took some prasad. Half of the prasadam he threw inside the water. The fish caught that my prasadam, ate it, and within a second attained 400 forms and went bushu busnu loka to Vaikuntha. A moment. And Ramanuja Acharya stood up and sat going. His five sannyasi did not follow him, they sat back. After a while, they started removing their clothes. Ramanuja Acharya, he turned back and he saw, "What is happening? Come, let us go." "So how can we go? You have not explained to us what has just happened. How can we go?" So he explained. What the miracle that had just taken place is because these fish, they have no independence and free will. You are educated with your free will and independence. You are educated, your intelligence is crooked. You will stand to calculate my instructions before falling. You juggle words, you try to manipulate. You think you have intelligence, you have brain. You calculate things according to your stupid mind. Therefore, you have taken Mahaprasadam from me, the same person, many times. It is not working for you because you have no faith and you depend on your intelligence. But this fish, their independence and free will is under the control of Krishna. Therefore, devotees who want to be successful in Krishna consciousness, they are going to experience the effect of Pada Sevana, serving the feet of a Vaishnava, which was donate, consciously donate our free will and independence to Guru and Krishna on his Vyasa Puja day. Your wonderful, eloquent words is not very important. The free will and independence, if this is donated to Guru on his Vyasa Puja day, is glorious, wonderful, and will immediately have the effect of Pada Sevana. We visit Jagannath Puri. What do we see in Jagannath Puri? Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. And we're going to beg them to give us mercy. That is going on every day, non-stop, especially for those who have Indian body. It's going on every day. Visiting the holy places is going on every day. But what is the significance of visiting the holy places? The purpose of visiting holy places, all the acharyas, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Prabhupada, Sridhara Swami, all of them. They recommend, and then Bhagavatam, Rasabdev speaking. We should visit the holy places. What to do there?
Oui.
Soit dit clair, toi, c'est bon, mais j'ai dit.
Visit holy places, and we are not looking for a holy man, a Vaishnava. And listen very carefully to his instructions. What is the use of going to these holy places? What is the use of going to Hare Krishna temples or Parasamana, holy place, especially this temple? This is Parasamana. A wonderful Chopati temple. Because here we can hear the transcendental message of Godhead from the mouth of a pure devotee. This is the perfection of life. And that is the duty of a fortunate soul. So here, how do we hear? We have attended classes many times. And we have spoken many times on classes. It's different from realizing what we are speaking. It's different. What our brain we can hear and read and can memorize and present it. It is different from devotional service. Pure devotional service. Pure love of Godhead is different. They're not the same. There are so many wonderful speakers everywhere in the world. In fact, in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, Kamsa was speaking very wonderful philosophy. At the same time, he was very miserable and full of fear of death. And he was instructing Vasudeva about this nature of the spirit soul in relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the same time, speaking such a wonderful word, he was afraid of death. Krishna also observed Arjuna like that. Krishna told Arjuna, you are speaking so nicely, so wonderfully. And at the same time, you are lamenting. Those who have the intelligence, those who know, they never lament. So if you claim to know, why are you lamenting? If we have heard and realized the internal dialogue we have, which is only you and Krishna knows what goes on there, the 24 hours a day, what goes on there? Is it Krishna conscious? And that is the point. That is the end. So we are going to do Parasevana. It means, it requires full faith. It requires confidence in whom we have given our life to. It requires straightforwardness and dealing in a transcendental way that is pleasurable and encouraging for everyone. It's a Vaishnava. Therefore, he's like a touchstone. Anyone who comes in contact with him, his miseries are destroyed. So Prahlad Maharaj is enumerating them. These are the items that if one follows them perfectly, one is guaranteed pure Krishna consciousness, pure devotional service at the end of our life in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Maharaj. You spoke about the four items over here, and specifically Pada Sevanam. You said that because we don't have faith, we lack faith. Can you just elaborate a little more how we can make our faith more strong so as to achieve the perfection of?
Thank you. If one wants to be a successful businessman, you have to keep association with those who are successful on that path. Similarly, if we want to develop faith, we have to associate with those who are very faithful. And constant hearing. A majority of us devotees doesn't hear. Even when we sit in the class, we don't hear. You think you are hearing, you are not hearing. Because the noise of sense gratification is too loud in their consciousness. Our intelligence and brain is blocked. So we don't hear in the class. We should hear. Hearing brings remembrance. Remembrance is complete, is 100%. Very destructive to ignorance and Maya. Remembrance of Krishna. Krishna remembrance. Very powerful. Is a solution to all problems. Krishna remembrance. Fellow Maharaj mentioned here. But we don't hear. If you don't hear, what will you remember? If you don't hear, what are we going to chant? We chant only illusion, ignorance, and our speculation. Non-devotees, they should suffer, but not devotees. Devotees, they have given up the process of suffering. They should enjoy Krishna consciousness. So if you want to have faith, we should hear attentively. We should hear sufficiently. And who will hear attentively? One who is very eager. How will eagerness come? In association of a pure Vaishnava. The eagerness, the desire to hear, to serve a devotee, it comes from serving a devotee. Not whimsically. Sometimes, devotees are fond of, maybe they don't understand that they are whimsical. When you ask another devotee, how can I serve you? How can I serve you? And the temple room is dirty. How you serve me? See, the temple room is dirty. It's clean. That is Pada Sevanam. Is it not? It's whimsical. How can I serve you? How can I serve you? Just from the mouth, not from the heart. It should come from the heart. How do you know those who has such heart? They will not ask, how can I serve you? They will be very busy doing so many wonderful things, services everywhere. Don't ask me, how can I serve you? There are so many things to be done. All right? And I will cleanse all the narratives that are there and bring out the pure self. What is also wonders, why am I not chanting the pure holy name with the full attention? The reason is that our interest is not strong. Those who have strong interest, they will chant the pure holy name. They will hear in the class. Therefore, so the Prabhupada has used the word eagerness to hear many times. Eagerness to hear. But who is the person who is going to have such an eagerness to hear? The person is one who is already frustrated in material existence. He's having the pain of material existence. He's not more comfortable in the material world. Not comfortable. If we are still comfortable in the material world, you will never be eager to hear. You will never be eager with the great enthusiasm to chant. It will not come. Because material desires are very destructive, dangerous. And they cannot work together with devotion to Lord Krishna. Yes. Association with those who are very, very faithful, sincere, and constant hearing from those who are self-realized. It will increase our faith. How do we get attracted to a car, to all material things in the material world? It's through advertisement. Constantly hearing how this car is very wonderful. I saw some billboards. The best car of the year in India. Tico. It's a tiny thing. It's a very tiny car. It's advertised. So many big boards. So many billboards. So many billboards. Advertising just a tiny car as the best car of the year in India. And millions of people are struggling for it. It's through advertisement. Hearing constantly, it will also advertise Krishna that will create attachment for us in our hearts. So we should hear. You are going to hear and you are discussing in the class, you wouldn't hear. You are just wasting your time. Want to hear? Are you already tired to hear? You don't hear because you're already tired. Hearing that will produce that will take long time. Once you hear for a long time, and here in this wonderful temple, you have the wonderful opportunity. His Holiness Radha Swami speaks for hours. He intentionally doing that because that is the recommendation to hear for a long time for the purification. He's doing his part, but we also need to do our part. A guru should be bona fide. A disciple should also be bona fide. It's not only gurus should be bona fide. If a guru is bona fide, and the disciples are not bona fide, nothing will work. Both should be bona fide. If you are looking for a bona fide guru, you are a bona fide disciple. It should be. You would never see a heavyweight boxing champion fighting a lightweight boxing champion. No. Heavyweight to heavyweight, they compete. Lightweight to lightweight, they compete. Similarly, bona fide guru and bona fide disciple. Yes. Sukadeva Goswami, Mother Parikshit. Bona fide guru, bona fide disciple. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Parikshit, he confessed, said, "My dear Goswami, now let the wonderful magical creation of the mystical boy come upon me. I am now completely fearless because you have placed location in my heart." How did he do that? Hearing Pada Sevanam. And he was not pretending. He fully realized that even when the Takshaka came, he was fearless and he sat very comfortable inside the fire. Krishna did not allow him to feel the pain. That is the perfection in Krishna consciousness. He didn't feel the pain. So he was enjoying sitting there in that wonderful devotional service. He was enjoying it. By the mercy of his guru, the Vaishnava, he planted Krishna in his heart and he confessed it. "Yes, you have placed the lotus feet of Krishna in my heart." The lotus feet of Krishna is the abode of the pure devotees. That is where the devotees sit. The devotees are sitting there at the feet of Krishna. And when we serve the devotees, we automatically attain the feet of Krishna. That service requires sincerity. Dedication. One guru, he was with his disciples. So one of them was asking him, "Guru Dev, I want to be perfect now. How can I do that?" The guru kept quiet. He asked me again the next day. He asked me again the next time. So another time the guru said, "Let's go on japa walk." So he took him and they went to a river. So he dipped the disciple inside the water and held him inside the water. You know what it means? When you're inside the water, you'll be struggling for breath. You'll never remember beautiful wife or husband, beautiful cars or money, beautiful houses, all the fame we have. Everything will be forgotten. Only air is the God, the deity. So after a while, he brought the devotee out and he asked him, "So how do you feel? What were you looking for when I put inside the water?" "So I forgot everything, including yourself. It's only the air I was thinking of." That amount of eagerness we're looking for air, you should use that for Krishna. And you'll get Krishna instantly. Eagerness to hear. Eagerness to hear. The wonderful form, pastimes, holy name of Krishna, everything will be revealed. According to the quality of our eagerness to do whatever thing we have to do in Krishna consciousness. Either it's chanting or remembering or is hearing, whatever. It depends on the quality of our eagerness. Another one before we close. Any comments from someone or any question? Okay. Thank you very much. ISKCON founder chair, Jagat Guru Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. The Thai Guru Prem and then the all glorious the devotees. Man chakal patare vyascha kripa sanvevicha patitanam pavinibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namo.